It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Oh, stay home and enjoy a second cup. You do not need to be hurrying up just to get into traffic. But we've got a lot to cover in today's second cup.
Yeah, we really do. And I thought, given the events of what we've been talking about this morning with Russia invading the Ukraine, this brings out our Pope tweet of the day.
Communication in the church has come a long way. First, monks had to transcribe the Bible by hand. Then came the Gutenberg press. And now, there's Twitter. It's the Pope's tweet of the day.
And here is Pope Francis' tweet of the day. I invite everyone to make this coming 2nd of March, Ash Wednesday, a day of fasting for peace. Let believers dedicate themselves intensely to prayer and fasting. May the Queen of Peace preserve the world from the madness of war.
Oh, I was starting to watch that yesterday, and it's been in the news, and then it was late in the afternoon, or evening, I should say, when Scott came down and he said, it started.
Yeah.
And I just had that just awful feeling in my chest, and I just, you know, pray that this, you know, doesn't escalate, that we can find a quick solution, and of course, offer up our fasting on next Ash Wednesday for this situation.
Yeah,
it's just so sad to know that this is happening. You know, Archbishop Sample too has been talking, you know, about this evangelization process, and I know he is praying today for the situation. You know, so much of our hatred towards each other, you know, stems from unforgiveness. You know, he's been doing these four-part series of videos that he has on his YouTube channel. His part four is out, and it's about forgiveness. Mm. So we're going to play that for you right now.
So here's something I'd like you to do. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I mean it. Close your eyes. Quiet yourself. Get rid of the distractions. Now I want you to just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you one person in your life who needs to know this good news of God's love for them. Let the Holy Spirit reveal that person to you. It might come as a name, a face might flash before your imagination. Just take a moment and trust that the Holy Spirit's revealing that person to you right now. Maybe it's somebody you need to forgive. Maybe it's somebody who's really hurt you and you need to forgive. Whatever it is, someone that needs to know this good news. You can open your eyes. Now, I want you to figure out how in the near future, you can find a way to let that person know that you love them. And I don't mean metaphorically. I mean, use the words. I love you. And then they might ask you, wow, what motivated you to tell me that right now? And I hope you'll be able to give them the answer.
Oh, they have been such powerful communications that he is making. Of course, these are coming from Archbishop Sample's YouTube channel. Definitely check all of those out. Listen to them again. They're all short like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Very concise, right to the point. So beautifully produced. And at the end of all of these, of course, which you can't see reading through the radio, but it says, Jesus changes everything. Mm. And it's just a wonderful response. And, you know, in our time in Portland, it feels like, yeah, we need a change. We need a change.
Yeah, and it was interesting, too. We were talking to Miriam Marston earlier. You may have heard the interview. Of course, she's the host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Wednesday evening, 7:30. But Miriam was talking about, as the faith formation director at St. Anthony's Church in Tigard, how right now she is working with the children and their parents on the children's first reconciliation. And it ties in so well with what Archbishop Sample is talking about is forgiveness.
Right.
And, you know, how confession is there for you to be forgiven, in this case, to be forgiven from God or by God.
By God, right.
Yeah.
And you imagine how much more effective that confession will be if you let go of that, you know, hurt or hatred that you might have for somebody that you have not forgiven. Let it go. Doesn't mean they're getting away with something. It just means I'm not going to let this affect us. I am going to allow myself to be a person of love. And, you know, love is an action. God is love. That's what our scripture tells us, that that's what love is. And, of course, that mercy that we receive in the confessional, that's definitely love. So, again, it was just such a beautiful message that Pope Archbishop Sample has on forgiveness. You know, as a station, David, yesterday we spent time at the Grotto kind of thinking about how we can be effective in our community, Portland, in a city that is so desperately, I think, in need of that gospel message. The thing that kept coming up in our discussions is our need to show that our Catholic faith brings us joy.
Right.
And that's what we want to do here at the radio station, and that's what we want to do here on the Morning Blend. We want to bring you up to date on the news, but we want to be that joyful voice that you are listening to that gets you set up in the right way, and then to be able to bring you these powerful messages like the one you just heard from Archbishop Sample.
And you said those are available on his YouTube channel, correct?
Exactly. Archbishop Sample YouTube. And if you search that out, not only will you find those four, you'll find all kinds of things that Archbishop Sample has done in the past. So just need to go to YouTube, type in Archbishop Sample, not his first name, don't include that, and you'll find it all there. It's a great channel. You should subscribe so that way every time there is something new, well, you'll get it right away and you'll get that notification.
Well, and I love, you know, the message on forgiveness too. It's a beautiful message.
Absolutely. So we hope you check out those videos. I'll try to include those links in today's podcast. We hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.